You think from watching all these cooking shows, you know how to cook, right?
You right? Think from watching all them pornos, you know how to fuck.
Welcome to the TNA Drinks Podcast. We're the guys from the YouTube channel Drinking with TNA, bringing the shenanigans to the podcasting world. And now, here are your hosts, Tommy, Nick, and Alex.
Good afternoon and evening, everyone. How are we doing today, guys?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
And like always, I'm Tommy.
And nice to meet you, Tommy.
Nice to see you.
We got Alex. And we got...
You had to repeat yourself. Nick.
Nick. All right, guys.
Episode 19.
This is episode 19 of the TNA Drinks Podcast. Yes, it is.
Yes.
So, before we start, how was everyone's New Year and everything?
My New Year's was good.
It's January already. This would be February's. How was everybody's January?
Well, still works out.
Yeah, whatever.
It's rolling.
It's good.
It's going. Should we go into the preview?
Let's do it.
Yes. Let's preview this meow.
Today on the show, the guys talk about their 23andMe, and it is time for the 2019 Celebrity Death Pool Draft.
Somebody forgot what the two things we're going to talk about today were, didn't they?
No, I had it all the time. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just make sure you talk into your microphone so we can
Can you hear me now?
Now I can.
All right.
All right. Let's start off what we always do.
Drink of the show.
Oh boy.
This is why I like us.
I like myself too. Okay, everybody, what are we drinking? What is Alex drinking?
I have two beers out, so I'm gonna try this beer right here. New Belgian Voodoo Ranger Juicy Hazy IPA. It's synth 0.5 ABV. Pretty good.
Let me see. It's all right. It's kind of bitter.
Yeah.
I'm going to try something I saw that looked pretty interesting to me. It was a wheat mango.
Ooh.
By Blue Moon.
Ooh. You don't need that.
It makes me feel better that I'm drinking something special. Okay? Let's try. It smells mango-y. Let's try it. You're already crying?
No. Just watery.
It's pretty good. Pretty good.
I'm just laughing at your mango-y.
That is pretty good. I enjoy it. Would you like to try out?
Yes.
What do you have, Nick? Your faithful, lovely little...
That's mango, all right.
Blue Moon.
Thank you, Tommy. Yes, I am. I'm going to give it a taste
what
now.
What Blue Moon?
Belgian White. Like you said, Old Reliable.
I don't think you said that.
He did. He
used. Do you want to try the mango?
No, thank you.
All right.
Do you want to try some of this
no,
hazy?
No, thank you.
Oh, haze.
All right, so.
Oh, yeah.
We got a pretty packed show. We're going to go over our 23andMe, and we're going to be doing the draft. The draft's going to take a while.
Okay.
Because we got 20 draft players, and we'll get to that when we get there.
Yes.
Shall we? Go to the next thing.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
What did that guy just say?
Yo, what's cracking? What's cracking? What's motherfucking cracking? Like I always say, black, white, brown, yellow, orange, pink, Asian. I'm looking for a thick booty bitch. Hey man, you don't leave your Latinas you're packing? Hit me the fuck up. Don't come dry, mama. Bring your jug. Bring a blunt. Let's get wet. Let's get lit. I love all your thoughts. Remember this. Love. Stay wet. thick booty bitches, I love you.
You're listening to the TNA Drinks Podcast.
Alrighty, so... Oh.
Alex must have thought of that one, huh?
How did you know?
All right, we're going into our first segment, which is going over our 23andMe's. So,
I did not do one.
Yeah, what? Alex did not do one, but Nick and I did. So it'd be interesting to see results.
Do you know what you are? I had to watch myself.
A sexy motherfucker. That's who I am. No.
A sexy motherfucker.
Is that why?
That's who I am. All right, Nick, you want to...
Well, you go ahead and go first, Tommy. You're the leader of this pack.
Well, I got to get to it because all my screens are being taken up from other stuff. All
right, well, then I guess I'll
go. All right, here we go. So, I'm 100% Thomas Mariucci to start it off.
Hey.
All right. I'm 99.7% European. So that and the makeup of that is 33.1% Italian, 30.7% British and Irish, 7.9% French and German, 4.9% Scandinavian, broadly European 9.4%, broadly Southern European 9.4%, and broadly European all as a whole 4.2%.
All right. Well, I just checked mine because I did this last year, and I just checked mine again, and it's totally different than what I was last year at this time. And I guess it says, I know, it's weird, okay? So I used to be European West 39%, Iberian 7%, European South 1%, and less than 1% of Asian Central. I am no longer any of those.
What are you?
I am...
A Shih Tzu.
Yeah.
Are you Indian?
I am 69% Great Britain, 26% Norway, 3% Norwegian, 2% Ireland. My Irish decreased by 15%.
Let me see. Is this the app?
No, that's just what they...
What did you do?
23andMe.
You did Ancestry.
Oh, all right.
This is Ancestry.com.
Okay.
This is the two competing companies.
Well, it's the same thing.
No,
whatever.
It's not. Did it give you funny medical things?
No, but it gave me stuff that I'm not.
So apparently on this, if I go to Neanderthal Ancestry, it says I have 299 variants of Neanderthal in me.
That makes sense.
That means, it says, but listen to this. Listen to this. This is more than 84% of 23andMe customers. I'm in the top 16% of Neanderthals. Yes! Go ahead.
So it says, answer to common questions. With my Iberian Peninsula region gone, should I quit Matador School?
Region estimate... What was that?
Will my estimate change again in the future? What happens to my other regions? Yeah, so I am no longer Asian, which didn't make any sense to me at all.
Hey, I've been in a car with you. Oh.
I see. Hit those planter boxes.
You know, I was thinking about that. You're right. You are absolutely correct, Amundo. I fucked up a nice, nice truck, and the shitty truck I was driving, I kept fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. So there's things on the 23andMe. There's two parts that are kind of funny. This is the trait report. So it says ability to match musical pitch. It says I have a 50% chance of being able to match musical pitch with my beautiful singing voice.
You better watch out how you say that because it sounds like you can match a bitch.
Asparagus odor detection. I can likely smell asparagus.
Okay, I got... Yeah, you can. Okay. Yeah.
Black hair. Or back hair, sorry.
Oh,
back hair.
Black back hair.
Likely little upper back hair. Yeah, that's about right. Bitter taste. It says I can taste bitter. That's why I'm able to taste that nasty beer.
It
cheek
is pretty
dimples.
Nasty.
Cheek dimples. No cheek dimples.
No cheek.
Let's see your camera.
Just a little.
No, you got little.
Cilantro taste.
Well, you're Italian.
Cilantro is Mexican.
You should take your Bugs Bunny glove off.
I don't know.
Take your Bugs Bunny glove off.
No cleft chin. Says I am likely to have detached earlobes.
Nice.
Early hair loss. Likely no early hair loss.
So what it says?
Yes.
Man, you should show that to your dad and brother.
Hair texture. Likely straight or wavy. Yes. It's straight when it's short, wavy when it's long. Apparently, I like to wake up. My ideal wake-up time is 8:30 a.m.
How do they know that just from the smooth?
See, when I text you guys this morning, I was like, uh-oh. It was like 8 o'clock on the dot, and I'm like, fuck.
You texted us this morning?
I messaged you guys. Hey, does anyone have an extra Apple remote?
Oh yeah, I was up already.
I got
Widow's Peak.
No. I got nothing from Alex, so I mean.
Because I wasn't up then.
No, but you did check your phone.
Where's the...
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So these are the funnier ones. This is the wellness report part. Alcohol flush reaction. Likely to flush. Unlikely to flush. So that means my cheeks are unlikely to flush red. Caffeine consumption. Likely to be less or none. Deep sleep. Less likely to be a deep sleeper. I am a very light sleeper. Here we go. My favorite one. Muscle composition. Oh, yeah.
Hercules, Hercules.
Common with elite power athletes. Thank you, ladies. I'm here all day.
Wow.
You need that thing picked up for you?
You need a refund on that because that shit ain't right.
Zero.
Wait a minute.
Zero.
I freaking launched a fucking tub across the street when I was angry. Do you remember that?
I wasn't there, so I don't know if that really happened. But yes, I do. And I also seen you jump off a truck.
Yeah.
Fall. They have called you Limber Tommy, so.
Yeah. Ladies. So that's 23andMe. It's pretty interesting. I like it. Does Ancestry tell you any funny stuff like that?
I can lose what I was supposed to be.
So are you sad you're not Asian anymore?
That just cracks me up. That just cracks me up. Now I got to call my mom and say, hey. You got to check your Ancestry.com because what they told me is completely wrong now.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. So you did Ancestry and I did 23andMe.
Mm-hmm.
What was your process of doing it like?
They gave you a tube and you had to put a whole bunch of saliva in it. You can't drink any water or anything or eat anything for like an hour.
Right.
Fill it up and then send it in.
Yeah.
How
pretty
was
much
yours?
The same thing.
Yeah. It's basically the same thing with just different names.
Yeah. And different companies.
It was funny watching you do it.
Yeah. Getting enough spit to get in there was kind of difficult.
She must have been tight.
I don't have my thing.
Man, are you don't sure that me. Beer's not, you know, holy cow, Alex.
I'm going to make a quick segue into a second topic that's not on the schedule.
Okay.
But when I was preparing to make this podcast, I found three clips that I thought were kind of funny that I'd like to play for you guys.
Okay.
This one used to be my actual voicemail. When you would call me, what would it would say?
Believe it or not, Tommy isn't home. Please leave a message. Add the beep.
There's that high pitch.
I must be out or I'd pick up the phone. Where could I be? Believe it or not, I'm not home.
So that was that. You called me up, and that's what you would actually get. Thank you, Seinfeld, for that one. Another one is this one, and Nick will remember this.
Hello.
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 Yeah, hey.
You must have the wrong number, because I definitely don't recognize
your voice.
Stop
yapping and listen. So you the one who hit my car?
You got the wrong number, pal.
You must have the wrong guy, clown.
That's your phone number on my windshield.
That's not me.
Listen, B, you scratched my fender and busted out my taillight.
Who am I talking to? I got a feeling it's Jay, but...
Yes, you did.
You're full of shit, pal.
Who your insurance company, B?
Talk to you later, guys.
Y'all, don't lie to me.
Yeah, that was a classic. I don't think I've ever played that on the podcast because
I think you did.
I don't think so because I never went in this part of my computer for a long time.
I think
time.
You played it for me before.
I played it for you, yeah.
Before we tried to record a podcast.
Everyone, Nick is going to blow his nose. He's entered the bathroom. He's reached for some toilet paper. He's now blowing his nose. Let's listen.
He didn't destroy the set this time.
Oh, here he comes. Let's listen.
Oh my god.
Okay, he has just blown his nose. He's put it into the toilet. He's about to he's twerking right now, actually.
Good thing I didn't see that.
He's about to fall over, it looks like. This is the most entertaining radio show ever. he's looking at me like a deranged idiot. How can we hear him so clearly? It's like
I don't know.
It's we're in the bathroom with him right now.
Did you know you didn't have to flush the your snot rag down the toilet? There was a garbage can right there.
You almost got me in trouble for what I was about to say.
All right, and the final thing that I found that
I heard that loud and clear, buddy.
I have because he basically leaned into your mic to say it. Is this song, I have no idea where the hell I found it, okay?
Yo, I go down at the Safeway, right by the bar. Gotta get the clicky thing, cause I gotta do carts. Six at a time, so you know I stay winning. Do a wheelie with the cart, with the rim still spinning. Hey, bag an hour later. Lady, what you want, plastic or the paper? Want a double bag, but all that's too bad. If I bag too much, Mr. Cook get mad. Yo, and I can't get fired. Trying to work at Safeway to the day I retire. So, you know it's pitching that I seek, and I make 120 on my check every week. In the store full of poppers. Gotta be quiet because it's probably secret shoppers.
I have no idea where that song came from.
Wasn't that your buddy from college?
No.
And so State, I thought he was... He showed you that.
No.
I need a copy.
Really? Nobody.
I need a copy of that song so I send it to my brother.
Okay.
He's the manager at Safeway.
Okay. Well, I'll send it to you after the show.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go somewhere else.
Now, time for some more comedy by Josh Wolfe.
This is my son's, one of his greatest ones, right? I got an iPad for a gift, and I didn't know how to set it up, so I gave it to him. And I go, man, will you set this up for me? I don't know how to do it. He goes, yo. And he brings it back later, and he goes, here you go, Dad. All set up. Just so you know, your iPad is the cloud. Everything from everybody's devices goes to your iPad. Everybody hearing that? Everything from everybody's devices, my iPad. So I'm scrolling through pictures on the road, seeing what I want to post, you know, looking through. And as a man, when you're sitting on your own bed, looking at your own iPad, looking at your pictures, you never want this sentence to leave your mouth. I stop on a picture and I go, well, that's not my dick. Now, first, I thought somebody was sending my wife dick pics, and I had that one beat, so I wasn't even gonna say anything to her, you know what I mean? I was gonna be like, keep looking at that skinny dick, babe. I feel pretty good about myself. It's not gonna be as funny when I come out of the shower doing the helicopter tomorrow, is it? Is it? But then I recognized the IKEA desk that I had built for my son behind the dick, and I was like, oh my God, I built that desk and that dick! He's sending people dick pics. So I go down into his room. I'm like, hey, man. He goes, yeah.
And now, back to the DNA Drinks Podcast.
Huh. Are you okay, Alex?
Yes, I wasn't expecting the first sip.
I know. During the break there, you kind of like, your face went inside out there.
Yeah.
And we also lost audio because of some goofs
technical
over here.
Difficulties.
So we'll get those all ironed out eventually. But Alex, we have a comment, eh?
Yes.
What does it say?
I missed you guys. Have you ever seen a hobo shotgun a Coke?
I have not seen
Golf
a hobo.
Wang.
That's his name?
Yes, Golf Wang.
Golf Wang? No. I have not seen a hobo shotgun a beer. Is there a video? Is that just like general knowledge? like walking down the street, or is that a video? If it's a video, send us the link. Okay, so we're going into our big segment now. Celebrity Death Pool time.
Woohoo.
All right. Last year, I'm the big winner, so I get to go last. Nick
big winner.
Is the middle weenie, so he goes middle. And you're the big old goose egger.
Zero.
You go first.
Okay.
So the rules are the same. You can't go out and kill your own people. That disqualifies you. But
damn it.
That's the rule. You can look it up. Doug Stanhope, Celebrity Death Pool. Those are the rules we're following.
Damn it.
One extra rule is we get to save three of our list if we choose to. I have chosen to save the following three people.
Nope, that's my
Betty White, Bob Barker, and Kirk Douglas are saved from my list from 2018. Alex, since you are the goose egger, you may pick the first.
Do I say the people that I saved?
Oh yeah, go ahead and say the people you saved. I forgot. We should do that, and then this is really easy. How many people are you saving, Nick?
Zero.
All right, there we go.
So I saved Bill Clinton, Ozzy Osbourne, Steven Tyler.
Okay. Speaking of which, I was watching Jerry Springer this morning.
I know.
And didn't that person look like Steven Tyler dressed up in drag?
Yeah. Steven Tyler looks like drag anyways.
Alrighty. So what were you going to say before you made that?
Are you putting my picks for me?
No, you're doing it.
I don't have it on my computer.
Well, why not?
Well, because I heard you doing it.
Well, whose fault is that?
I just set you up. I'm not like your babysitter.
Where is it? Okay.
I can't run the soundboard, run the video, run my picks, and run your picks at the same time.
Why not?
What the? Hold on. Your eyes rolled back like you just orgasmed.
No.
What is this?
It's good, but
obviously not.
Cloud Bros Double Pimp.
Double Pimp, eh?
Why? Why would you do that to yourself?
I had it before. It
says
good.
I'm forbidden on this access.
Can I see your iPad, please, sir? Doug Stanhope. Wow, you weren't forbidden.
And we're back.
All right. Alex with the first pick of the Celebrity Death Pool Championship. Who are you picking?
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Who the hell is that?
He's a terrible rapper.
It sounded like it.
No music this time, Tommy?
This is what happens when you don't come to the pre-stream meeting. Do you want to see your old ones?
No.
You have no new ones.
I just want to make a new pick.
You do search. You search for the celebrity's name.
There we go.
And then you say, pick me and put on your 20-person roster.
Thanks, Pops.
You're welcome, Junior. Miho.
How much time do we have?
Oh, my God.
Well, at this point, it sounds like we could be here until next year. Yeah. My picks will be dead by that time. So you had Tekashi Takanohime.
6ix9ine.
I don't even know who that is.
You don't want to know.
Do you know him?
Yes.
Can I pick you?
Why?
I'm just trying to stall for time, so I just thought I'd ask questions.
No, I'm ready.
Okay, who are you picking?
Charlie Sheen.
Okay, put him on your list. You know how to do it?
I put his main list, right?
Main list.
All right, and save.
All right, I'm going to pick Angela. Angela Lansbury. All right, Alex, who are you picking?
Nick Nolte.
Nick Nolton?
Nolte.
All right, this is kind of interesting.
No music like what you were planning on?
The music was the, you know, the...
Oh, I thought you were doing, like, the whole bell tone thing, like what you did the first time.
Oh, no, I didn't have time to set that up, I don't know if I could do it. So okay. I can put this on in the background for the meantime. So we got... it's,
not live forever.
You ready?
Yeah, go ahead, pick yours.
Bob Dole.
Put him on your list.
I did.
Now I gotta find some. Hold on, I still haven't gotten Angela Lansbury on here.
Now who's slacking?
Hey, you guys got laptops. I got this chintzy ass keyboard.
Go ahead. And whose problem is that?
Once again, Okay, Mr. I'm forbidden. Now we'll find out whose problem it is. I'm going to pick Jimmy Carter. Man, those throat noises you're making, Alex, will make a... If I had that, I'd play it every time. What did I just say?
Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter. Okay, Alex, who are you picking?
Don King.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Barbara Walters.
Who else is really old? I already have Betty White. Any of those bitches still alive? Golden Girl.
Negative, that's the only one.
Really?
Yep.
Let's see. Let's go with... I don't know. Put that on. I don't know. I'm going to go with Larry Flint. Larry Flint, the guy who made Hustler. Larry Flint? Okay, mm-hmm. That's what I'm doing. Larry Flint.
Oh, no, that was your guy. Now you got to take his poster down.
Yeah, I couldn't find him when I typed it in.
You spelled Flint wrong. It's F-L-Y-N-T.
Ah.
All right, who you picking, Alex?
Regis Philbin.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Can I pick Dick Clark? Well, he's dead already.
No, but I can pick his brother, Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van... Why? Not Mary Poppins. I like her.
That wasn't Mary Poppins. Last time I checked, Dick Van Dyke was a guy.
Diana Ross. She dead already? I'm going to go and see if that's available.
If Diana Ross is available for you?
Ross. Could not find her. I'm going to go with Diamond Dallas Page.
Boom.
Boo.
Go ahead.
Jerry Stiller.
Jerry, no, not him. How dare you?
Ready?
Yeah.
Larry King.
This is very interesting.
Larry King.
He's already dead.
I know. He's been dead like 19 times. No.
I still see him up when I'm working out doing infomercials.
I'm going to go with Henry Kissinger.
Henry Kissinger?
Yeah. You don't know who Henry Kissinger is?
I have no clue.
Read a book.
Well, thank you. I'm going to go to the library right now.
Okay, Alex, where are you going?
Mel Brooks.
Ooh, why are you doing all the, like, the people I wouldn't want to die? Why don't you do like, I don't know.
I'm trying to go older this time because I went newer the first time.
Okay. Newer? You mean younger?
Younger, yeah.
This is the new and improved Bob Dole here.
Ready?
Yeah.
Tina Turner.
She's not dead yet? Okay. Doris Day. That's what I'm going with.
Isn't she dead?
Nope. Don't think so.
Wasn't she off Everybody Loves Raymond?
That's Doris Roberts.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Alex.
Bill Cosby.
That's from your list. I didn't say you had to pick him again, so
yeah.
Just saying.
Sidney Poitier.
Poitier?
Well, that too.
Poitier. Alrighty.
Who's yours, Tommy?
Dick Cheney. Alex, go ahead.
Robert Duvall.
He just made a really good movie, The Old Man and the Gun.
Really?
His last movie of his life. Oh. Because now he's going to die, obviously.
Who was your saves people?
Name the person, I'll tell you if I have him.
Clint Eastwood.
I don't have him.
All right.
I'm going to go with Little Richard.
Jack Nicholson.
Okay. Nick?
Mikhail Gorbachev.
I'm going to go with Putin. Vladimir Putin. Now I'm going to be on a hit list because I picked him.
I'm picking Bobby Brown.
Nick, who are you going with?
I'm going with Leah Bracknell. You never heard of Leah Bracknell?
Neither have you, so...
Come on.
I'm going to go with...
No, I haven't.
I'm going to go with Hulk Hogan. No, I want Hulk Hogan. Jerry Lawler. Go with him again. Mm. Okay?
I'm going with Dustin Hoffman.
Bret Hart.
I'm going to go with Olivia D.
No.
What?
Nothing.
Did you wanted her?
No. I thought you were going to say something else.
Olivia
D. This is going to be a fun time editing this.
Havilland. Olivia D. Havilland.
Who's that?
I have no idea.
I'm going with...
She's an old broad.
I'm going with Yoko Ono.
Okay.
That was a good one.
I have 6 people remaining. All right, Nick, you're up.
Ed Asner.
I'm going to go with Hugh Downs.
This is 2020.
Downs. Alex?
I'm going with Meatloaf.
I like Meatloaf. When can we go get some dinner?
I have 5 people remaining.
I should have 5 now as well.
Emperor Akihito.
Pulling shit out of your ass, eh?
And I have 7 people.
I'm going with this guy because his name's funny. I'm going with IMP.
IMP?
Uh-huh. I dot M dot P-E-I. IMP. Pick me. I have 4 people remaining. Alex?
Kevin Spacey.
Nick, who are you going with? IP Freely.
Shane McGowan.
McMahon? Who's Shane McGowan?
I don't know. He's been hurt. He's in trouble.
I'm going to go with Ahmed Muhammad Rabah Al-Zawarni. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going with Ahmed Al-Zawarni, the current leader of the Al-Qaeda.
Oh, I'm going to go with Paladin, y'all.
All that butter's going to catch up to her one day.
Going with Ding Dong? What?
Paladin, y'all.
Oh.
That's a funny name.
What's his name?
Ready?
Dick Smothers.
Go ahead.
This guy, his name is Ginger Baker.
Okay.
He's co-founder of Drummer for Cream.
My turn?
Yes.
Gloria Vanderbilt. Alex?
Dick Smothers. I have 1 remaining.
Dick Smothers. Tell me a little bit about Dick Smothers.
No clue who he is.
I'm taking Nobby Styles.
Did you pick that 6'9" guy?
Yes. That's that Takashi.
I'm going to go with Jerry Lewis. Jerry Lee Lewis.
I'm going with Boy George.
God. Did you just smack something?
Yeah, my hand.
Nick, I have 1 remaining. Is your roster done, Alex?
I think yes. No. No, I have 1 remaining.
Are you sure?
I think so. I don't know how to check. Funeral homes?
Yeah. This might be the last round for us.
Has anyone picked Steven Tyler?
Yes.
I thought you picked Keith Richards.
I picked Steven Tyler. That was my one of my save ones from last year's.
Okay, there you go.
So, did anyone pick Keith Richards?
I think he picked Keith Richards.
No, I did not pick Keith Richards.
Is that who you're picking, Keith Richards?
Yes.
Going with Pat Robertson.
God, I hope so. That's horrible. I can't believe you
said
that.
And I'm done.
You have no more?
Yes, sir.
I should be done now, too. So, Nick, it's all you. Go to your list, and we'll read them off.
Okay. Wow. I'm really not talking that much. You can hear everything going on in this room.
Yeah. I should have had some music playing in the background.
That's what the good thing of editing, except for your live streamers.
Yeah, well, that's what they get for seeing it live. Hi!
Dick Smothers.
I don't have any of that on.
Bob Backlund.
Bob Backlund? He already looks like he's half...
Exactly.
Gonna stop there.
Bob Uecker.
Jesus.
Oh my gosh. Try to deep throw that mono.
I almost ended real bad. My parents just bought a new RAV4.
It's awesome looking.
It's pretty cool looking. Singing we will rock you. Nick, are you done yet?
No.
Well,
I have 1 more. Invites. Dashboard.
You go to
my funeral home.
Oh, my funeral
and
home.
You go over to my picks for this current season.
So who was your last pick? That Blackjack, Flapjack, something thing?
Are you there, Nick?
I am here.
Are we ready?
Let's do it.
Yes.
All right. Alex, go first. You were the first one picked. You go first. Who's on your list?
Bill Clinton, Bill Cosby, Bobby Brown, Boy George, Dick Smothers, Don King, Dustin Hoffman, Jack Nicholson, Jerry Stiller, Kevin Spacey.
Oh my God, dude.
Meatloaf. If the meatloaf make you do that, then that's probably pretty good. Meatloaf. Mel Brooks.
That's worse than my son Nick, screaming in my ear, dude.
Nick Nolte, Ozzy Osbourne, Paula Dean, Regis Philbin, Robert Duvall, Steven
Jack
Tyler,
Robert Duvall,
Takashi 6ix9ine, and Yoko Ono.
Nick, who
could
do
be
you
Takagi 6ix9ine? My guys, my people. My guys. What? He's born on the same day I was born on? I have Barbara Walters, Black Jack Lanza, Bob Backlund, Bob Dole, Bob Uecker, Bret Hart, Charlie Sheen, Clint Eastwood, Dick Van Dyke, Ed Asner, Emperor Akihito, Ginger Baker, Keith Richards, Larry King, Leah Bracknell, Mikhail Gorbachev, Nobby Styles, Shane McGowan, Sidney
Poitier,
Tina Turner.
I have Angela Lansbury, Yamin Al-Zabari,
Yaman,
Betty White, Bob Barker, Diamond Dallas Page, Dick Cheney, Doris Day, Gloria Vanderbilt, Henry Kissinger, Hugh Downs, IMP, Larry...
I have to pee.
Jerry Lawler, Jerry Lewis, Jimmy Carter, Kirk Douglas, Larry Flint, Little Richard, Olivia de... whatever her name is, Pat Robertson, and Vladimir Putin.
Man, I can't believe you picked Pat Robertson.
Why not? He doesn't need another home.
That was good.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
And
I think this was a lot better than last year's.
Well, mine was pretty damn good.
Yeah, last year's was a little put together. Well, the segment you're talking about, or your list.
Our list.
Oh, yeah.
About in three.
Especially my list. I pick older people instead of
newer
people.
The new model.
No. Little Wayne was tempting, I tell you that.
The TNA Drinks Podcast.
This month's TNA Drinks Random Fact of the Month is... one in three men picks their nose while driving.
All right. I think we had a pretty full show today.
Yep.
Going to be an editing nightmare, and the live people got to see a pretty good show, I think.
Yep.
Well, kind of boring. Do we have any more comments before we want to leave? Did anybody else comment? I don't know.
Nobody commented. I don't know, but I'm the one that's getting control of it. Nobody's commenting.
Oh,
I was going to say, like, how do you know
you're my name's at Chris today.
Let's get into this. Who's our idiots of the month, guys? Go ahead.
My idiot of the month is the people from Uber Eats.
Yes.
So, this week I ordered McDonald's for me and this handsome gentleman right there, Tommy.
Oh.
So the guy was driving, right? He passed our place, the shop, five times. And then called him on
five times.
And called the. And then called him like, yo, it's on Collins Avenue. No, there's no such thing as Collins Avenue. It's on Collins. So he goes up into the cemetery, circles around, comes back, basically almost up the street. On the street from us, that on Collins, right? Nope, turns right back around, go back on El Camino.
Yeah.
Circling, and then...
He never went far enough to see where Collins was.
Yeah, and then was arguing it's not a street. He's like, it is a street. It shows the marker right there. If you look at your GPS, so Tommy had to go find him. And Tommy, where was he?
He was in the parking lot of the cemetery. In the middle of it, not even like pulled into a spot. So I honked and he rolled down his window and I was like, I want my burgers. And he gave it to me and I left.
And it was cold.
Man.
Yeah.
And one more is still from Uber Eats. This happened
couple days afterwards.
Couple days afterwards. So the lady driver, ordered a bagel or some stuff. She went in Cypress Lawn in the cemetery because our shop, the cemetery is right there against the wall, or over the wall. So she wasn't going to come around all the way out of the cemetery. So she said, I see you right now. You're outside of the building. She's like, I'm going to throw it over the wall for you. Could you come here? She threw it over the wall. Almost didn't make it.
Wow.
And those two are my idiots of the month. Wow. Read your damn GPS. That's your only job.
That's your one job.
Nick, your idiot of the month is...
Someone decides to drive her Prius into a light pole and thought she'd win.
Okay.
The Prius is now smashed up, and they're like, we're not going to need a regular tow truck. We need the flatbed.
Yeah.
That's my idiot of the month.
My idiot of the month, it goes along the same with you. All fucking idiot drivers. That's my idiot.
Ah.
Other month. Let's go to the thing.
Oh. Final thoughts.
Man, that bear must have been horrible.
Final thoughts, anyone?
Final thoughts.
It is better to fail in originality than to succeed imitation.
Save Arnold, drink beer.
It's funner to try than to actually do.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Good day.
If you want to continue the madness, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TNA Drinks. You can also find our videos on YouTube by searching for Drinking with TNA. Find our merchandise at tnadrinks.spreadshirts.com. And finally, you can find all the links on our website, tnadrinks.com.